little bit.
Patrick Peterson, are you expecting to see him most of the time? Is it Cromartie?
I don't know. Well, they've done it in the past. Also, we'll see. I mean, both guys are proven corners, so it will be a good matchup.
What do you see on film from them? Are they a big man coverage team?
Yeah, they like to get in your face, like to press you a little bit. They will mix it up, though, as well. But, you know, they're a good bunch. You know, Tide has some guys playing, you know, really well over there. But, you know, like I say any other week, man, if we go out there and take care of what we need to take care of, we'll be just fine.
What can you do to help Nick cut down on interceptions? Is there anything the receivers can do?
I mean, we just got to do our best to just be there when he needs us. I'm pretty sure there's some throws that he may want back. I'm pretty sure there's some routes that maybe we can run a little better. But it's a collective, you know, group here, and you know, it's everybody. You know, it's not just on the quarterback. So we'll continue to eliminate those and you know, continue to get better as a passing unit.
Played with Nick, obviously, when he was a rookie, and seeing him now and everything, I know he's gone through some adversity this year with turnovers and getting hit and everything. Has he kind of shown you something about maybe like his leadership ability?
Yeah, I mean, despite everything that, you know, we've gone through as a team this year, you know, we're 5-1 and could be 6-0. You know, we're 1 yard away from being 6-0, and we played probably the worst game you could play on offense. You know, he's gotten in positions to win games, and that's what you want out of a quarterback. You know, obviously, the interceptions, the touchdowns, the yards, the completion percentage, everything like that matters. But at the end of the day, the biggest stat is wins and losses.
Jeremy, you guys, you've only lost one game. Cardinals have only lost one. I mean, doesn't that add something to this game? I mean,
yeah, you know, it's a big-time game. You know, it's an NFC opponent. You know, if you look forward, which we don't like to do, but could mean something down the road. You know, so, you know, just like any other game, man, we want to go out there and take care of business. Like I said, we understand that we're against a good bunch of guys, but, you know, if we do what we do, man, we'll be just fine.
As defenses have had now 6 games to see you function in this system, are they trying anything different on you? Or are they playing you any differently than
earlier? I don't know. You know, like I said, it doesn't really matter kind of what, you know, gets thrown at me or what gets thrown at this offense. You know, as far as me personally, I just go out there and just take care of business and do everything I've been taught, use all my techniques to help myself be successful. You know, and then there's going to be games where you know, I'm going to have a big game. There's going to be games where I don't have as big of a game. You know, look at Sunday night, you know, we win 27-0 and I have 2 catches, which is perfectly fine with me, man. That's part of football. So, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, the number one stat is being 5-1.
Are you returning punts anymore this week in practice than you would typically?
I don't know yet. You know, I'll probably get my normal reps that I do back there, and on Sunday, depending on what Sproles' status is, you know, if he's not, then I'm pretty sure I'll probably be back there.
If I can ask you another question about Nick, like, did he kind of show you something? Like, in the Giants game, he was showing on TV, kind of getting in Marcus Coon's face after Sproles got hurt. And then, you know, the game against, I think it was Washington, he got knocked around quite a bit.
I mean, he's tough. I mean, he's always been a fighter in our eyes. He's not a very loud person. You know, he does everything, you know, very quietly. But he's tough. He's a leader. And, you know, I've said this several times. You know, he's a guy we want leading this team. You know, as far as all the, you know, the mistakes or things that we necessarily don't get done, you know, we'll continue to correct those and move forward. You know, I think, like I say, you know, just – as long as we just keep working on getting better each and every week, we'll be just fine.
Nick was under center more against the Giants than he had been. You know, most of the time he was in the shotgun. Has, you know, that affect the offense? Has it helped the offense when he's under center?
Just a different look. There are certain things that, you know, as a receivers we do differently when he's under center or if he's back in the shotgun. But it's just a different look. You know, I think pretty much, you know, everything that we can do both out of gun and under center. So, I think that, you know, gives us an advantage in that aspect.
Chip was mic'd up during the Giants game and was caught saying culture wins football and culture will beat scheme any day. Is that something he harps on? And
yeah,
what do you make of those comments?
I think that's Chip. You know, that's exactly who he is. You know, I think he's building a culture around here that he wants. And he has the guys in his locker room that he thinks not only can play football but also represent this organization on and off the football field. And when you have that and you have a group of guys that care about each other and a group of guys who want to see each other be successful, you win football games. So, you know, good culture plus good scheme is wonderful. But, you know, that's Chip right there.
You really got the run game going against the Giants, but you're coming out against an Arizona team that leads the league against the run. Do you kind of, you know, foresee maybe throwing a little bit more, or do you think you gained a lot? We'll do what we do.
Our game plan is each and every week, our game plan is it tailors a little bit depending on who we're playing. But at the end of the day, man, we like to run the football. So we'll go out there and run the ball. And if it's working, you know, excellent for us. If it's not, we'll find a way to make it work. So, you know, it's going to be we're going to need both aspects of the offense to come up big for us to win this game on Sunday.
So, okay. Yep.